For me is a man wearing the most splendid shirt and not to mention pocket square, and his name is Damien Brennan. Good morning, Mr. Damien Brennan.
Good morning, Ryan. How
and
are you?
A pleasure to see you here in Sligo. You're from what part of the world, Damien?
Well, I'm really, my heart is from Sligo, but I grew up in Dublin, but I'm back in Sligo about 40 years almost. So the moisturiser doesn't let on that I'm not that old, but I'm back that long.
I think the wild Atlantic air has been very good to
and
you.
And the seaweed baths.
And the seaweed baths. Yeah. Have you had a seaweed bath?
I had, yeah, one last Saturday
Did
only.
Did you?
Yeah,
how was it for you?
It's absolutely wonderful. All those toxins are taken out of you and you come out with really refreshed. It's terrific.
I'm going to have to
Neil
have
and
one.
His team do a great job over there.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, the lads had Dave and Jack had it and they've been singing its praises ever
absolutely
since.
Absolutely wonderful thing.
You did a bit of work down through the years with Fáilte Ireland yourself, so you know a thing or two about selling the country anyway.
Well, I worked with Fáilte Ireland for 20 years, having had a career in hospitality before that, and myself and Martina and the team here in Sligo pushed, you know, the northwest coast all the time, and the Wild Atlantic Way in some ways has come out of some of that, and it's a terrific thing.
Yeah, for sure. Now, anyone listening to your voice go, he sounds very familiar, because you do sound quite like your brothers, Francis Brennan and John Brennan.
Yes.
And you're the lesser known brother in the sense that you're not on the telly.
It depends what part of the country you're
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's why I specifically say, because, you know, in my life, I've two brothers, and I know all their lives, they kind of go, how's the brother? And he said, well, I've two of them, or my mother gets how's himself? And she said, well, I have three sons two daughters, and love them all. Right. So we have to be...
You need to understand.
Parity of esteem.
The geography of it all, yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the family makeup then with you guys.
Well, I'm the eldest, and there's five of us, and we grew up in Dublin, but my mum is from Sligo, and we live back on the family farm where my mum and my aunt still live, and I live there as well. And John grew up almost in Sligo. He came back here when my dad retired, and John was only 13. So even when John sounds like us, it must be something in the water or in the blood that we all do sound the same.
Because you don't have a Dublin twang at all, any of you?
Not quite, except when we're talking to our Dublin friends.
Ah.
Yeah, but you see, you're using your Dublin 4 accent now, so I'm not kind of, I'm not doing the dub enough.
Now, if Fernando Carroll was sitting here, you'd have a different story. Would that be right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that'd be the radio show.
Yeah, the radio show, yeah.
Okay, so what did your dad do for a living?
My dad was a grocer.
Was he?
He was from Milltown in Dublin. His father was from Dundrum in Dublin. My dad had a shop in Stepaside, and we grew up on Sandyford Road. So the number 44 bus is sort of going to be the title of any biography.
Of any of the Brennans. But you see, in that sense then, hospitality, you know, running a grocery shop, was your dad as flamboyant or charismatic as his sons? Or
I don't know. He certainly was dapper and
was
stylish,
like
very
yourself,
much so. And himself and my mum are very witty.
Yeah.
So the articulateness, it kind of comes with it as well. But he was a grocer all his life and was very proud to be one, but he retired to Sligo with ill health and lived here for many years, really enjoying the view over Lough Gill and the lovely Yeats country that we live in.
I can imagine. And now Yeats is what really drives you, is it? That's your passion?
Yeah, Yeats is my passion, and I retired 2 years ago from Fáilte Ireland and brought to fruition an idea that we've had, myself and my wife Paula Galvary, for many years. And so what we do now is the Yeats Experience, which is essentially welcoming groups of 10 or more. This time of year it's largely Americans on coaches, but 10 or more people for lunch or for dinner in our private Irish home for the finest Irish hospitality and food overlooking Lough Gill. And during the meal I give Yeats's poetry that's in the landscape and tell them the life of Yeats's life. Immediately after I finish with you, I'm off down to Drumcliff to pick up a group of Americans for 2 hours. So at this time of year, Yeats, my passion, is also my bread and butter.
Well, I think it's a really clever idea to give people the full Sligo Yeatsian experience
with
yourself and your wife, and the proper Irish dinner, whatever that may be. What is that, like a cabbage and bacon maybe?
It could be as simple as home smoked ham on my big green egg. That's another story. Home smoked ham, and yes, that could be that's the simple.
I have to ask what the big green egg is now.
It's an American Komodo style barbecue that slow smokes food.
Oh, you have one?
I have one,
okay.
Google it,
it's the envy of everyone in Sligo.
Well, there's not that many of them around, but it's actually proving to be a marvellous piece of equipment.
And as Yeats, I do a bit of work in the past, the National Library, and they have the most extraordinary
exhibition.
Is he big business, if you'll excuse the crassness of the question?
I'm president of the Yeats Society. We have a major summer school coming up, as we have had for the last 55 years, and we have a whole lot of dates with Yeats offerings this year for the people outside here to pick up a Yeats experience at the academic level for €30 or €50. It's very accessible. And and we have a Yeats exhibition in the Yeats building in town. And of course, Liz Hiddell, thankfully and marvellously,
is back in the game
as well.
You have two kids.
I have two kids.
And they're a boy and a girl, a man and woman. Now, how old are they?
Men and women.
Yeah.
Sarah's 26. She's with PayPal in Dublin. Paul is 23. And right now he's living the dream in the real surf land of Australia.
Ah.
And working in a fine dining restaurant in Perth.
Isn't it funny? He ends up in a restaurant, you know, like the rest of the family. But I know that your daughter, Sarah, is into what's called LARPing.
Yeah.
Now, would you tell me about that? Because, I mean, people, I think it's intriguing and it's becoming increasingly popular. Tell me about that.
Sarah's big hobby and that of her boyfriend is LARPing, live action role playing.
Go on.
Okay. Now, think computer fantasy games,
but
come alive and reenacted. It's not battle reenactment, but they have personalities and they're in covens and in groups and they have the most marvellous fun, mostly in England. They go to England 3 or 4 times a year, but 2,000, 2,500 people all dressed up in their character for the weekend from dawn till dusk. Amazing.
Like-minded souls hanging out.
Hanging out, yeah. Slightly geeky.
Slightly.
She won't forgive me for saying that. Hang on, she is
a heroine in my world.
Good.
Don't forget, Damien, the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope she'll channel this.
She will. Hey, listen, you've been very good to join us this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
And good luck with all your endeavours.
And thanks for coming to Sligo.
No, it's my pleasure, I have to say. That's Damien Brennan joining us live this morning. The Yeats dining experience is what we were talking about, among other things. And you can visit YeatsSligoIreland.com for more information. That's the website. Very easy to find that if you need to.